USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York officials are reporting the arrest of the suspected subway shooter. 62-year-old Frank James was taken into custody without incident after he called Crime Stoppers on himself and took a walk through East Village to await police. A Michigan police officer fatally shot a man after a lengthy fight and was kneeling on his body after pulling him over for expired tags on his car. Video released by police on Wednesday showed 26-year-old Patrick Lioya, an immigrant from the Congo, was resisting arrest when a Grand Rapids police officer shot him on the morning of April 4th. Protesters gathered outside the Grand Rapids Police Department on Wednesday. Billionaire Elon Musk filed paperwork on Thursday to buy all of Twitter for roughly $43 billion. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Ukraine claims it struck Russia's Black Sea warship Moskva with two cruise missiles, causing severe damage. Russia confirms the ship has been damaged and crew evacuated, but their story is a weapons malfunction caused the blasts. The Biden administration continues to put more money towards Ukraine's fight from Russian invaders.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. That includes artillery systems, helicopters, ammunition, and armored vehicles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the money will go toward reinforcing capabilities in Ukraine or providing new capabilities.
All of them are designed to help Ukraine, as we talked about, help Ukraine in the fight that they are in right now, and the fight that they will be in coming days and weeks in the eastern part of the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. They're under $200 for a three-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
South Korean Aerospace and Defense Development selected SpaceX to launch a military surveillance satellite. They signed a multi-launch agreement to launch 5 satellites over the next 3 years. The first satellite is scheduled to launch in 2023. The rest will be deployed in 2025. Now that the New York City subway shooter turned himself in by calling Crime Stoppers, former Navy SEAL, FBI Special Agent, and Federal Air Marshal Jonathan Gilliam on Newsmax discusses suspect Frank James and how he was once on the FBI terrorism watch list until 2019.
Usually when somebody is taken off the list, it's because they've been checked out, you know, and they think it's just an emotional, disturbed person. Mm-hmm. But the very fact that he was on that list shows you that he did have specific aspects about what he believed and the rants that he had that put him on that list. These politicians have to realize that the people are actually their force multiplier, and they can actually be the eyes and ears for law enforcement if they tell them to be careful, keep a lookout for the guy, this is what he looks like, and show that repeatedly. I saw Eric Adams yesterday more than I saw the pictures of this guy. So that's an issue that we have to start clearing up when it comes to these fast-moving fluid events.
NASCAR Racing is in Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.